Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No money, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 381 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Tim Kincaid of the Super Bowl podcast in the building. And tonight we're talking about, you guessed it, the 6-1 Eagles. Look at that Kelly Green. Let me set up the vibes for the Kelly Green were immaculate, starting from early in the morning, sitting in the lots with all the crazy OGs, all in their Kelly Green. I was a kid in the candy shop. I had to pinch myself a couple times. So just to see that the link was all dialed up in Kelly Green. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. It's the first time that I got to see them play in the Kelly Green. Talk about the vibe curated by the Eagles, starting with the jersey release months ago, to the way the stadium was set up, to the way that the music selection was, the songs that were picked while they're just playing during the game. It was all 90s vibes. So for me, I was in pure heaven. Shout out to everyone who showed up to tailgate. Everyone was pretty much decked out in green except for the dude in front. But shout out to Jennifer Slay for making her appearance as well. The vibes were, you know, really set the tone early. And I think going into this game, I think just thinking about what we saw last week when we played the New York Jets, it was a scary scene being there in person and seeing the body language and seeing the way that they, you know, just were going about their business. I felt like this game meant something, and they really, you know, I thought a lot was on the line in terms of just the vibe check, and I felt like the Eagles really answered the phone. I think physicality was one word that I talked about last week's pod. The Eagles were physical, whether it be our defensive line versus our offensive line versus their defensive line. A.J. Brown monstering, you know, boxing guys out at the catch point. It was a monster performance. I think the Eagles fans and the organization and the players have a lot to be proud of. 6-1, and we're having fun, right?
And looking good. Just to build off of what you were saying, first of all, the vibes were set right in the very beginning. If you guys come to the tailgate, you know me as a late arrival. I am not very punctual when it comes to showing up to the tailgate, and I got screwed at the last tailgate where I had to push the grill about a mile up Patterson, and I was like, I'm not doing that again. I showed up early, and like you said, the Kelly Green, just it was a wave of Kelly Green all throughout South Philly. It looked amazing, and when I finally saw it on the TV broadcast, man, I never lived during the Kelly Green era. I grew up in the Midnight Green era, and it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my life. I don't want them to ever go back to the other jerseys. I understand that, you know, we're only going to get it 2 weeks out of the year. At the very least, can we keep the field like that? That field, pristine.
Chef kiss.
It was beautiful. Yeah, and that's not even me being, you know, Homer, Evan, you know, big Eagles fan. That's just like aesthetically, that is the most pleasing jersey in the entire league. But as for the game, man, I mean, the Eagles came out firing. I would like it to be known that the Evan Hearn jinx is alive and well. If you guys watched the previous show, I had them losing this game. You know, everybody was all high and mighty. I thought Tyreek Hill was going to have his way, and he did make some plays, but we held him in check. And I just want to throw it out there. I'm pretty sure for every time, it's not often, but every time I think I've ever picked the Eagles to lose, they win. So keep that in the back of your minds.
In a cool tone, checking in. Go ahead, Tim.
Yo, I just got to say this. It's like what Deion said, when you play good, you look good, you play good, you feel good. And that right there, when I seen, shout out to Kenny for sending me that video. You guys haven't seen it, it's on my IG store, on my IG profile. He sent me that video of the way that they did the production of the lights and everything they were going on to get the fans involved, engaged. And then seeing the field, it reminded me of being a kid at the vet. Besides, we have real grass. We're not on that crazy ass turf.
So, thank God.
Thank God, right? I'm living in Arizona. I am a South Jersey Philadelphia native, and I moved to Arizona. And so when I seen the pics and the stories, and I'm, you know, living through you guys, jealousy is just building up, and I'm like, I should have been there. It's Kelly Green. That is, you know, my era. That's when I became an Eagles fan in 1991. Man, it looks so beautiful.
Tim, you should have been there, man. Yo, all the fits, everybody had, like, you know, everybody had their best Kelly Green on. It was like,
hold on, time out. I gotta give you your flowers before you say anything else. The pants, the fit to the shoes, Gail, I gotta give you your flowers. You was doing, my guy. You was doing it. I gotta give you my flowers, man.
Yeah, man, I try. Even Eb swagged out.
Hey, I seen that.
Thanks for throwing me that bone, Gail. I needed that. I got to ask you though, Gail. Do you have any Sage gear?
Sage gear? Oh, look at you!
Oh,
shout out to Ev's cat, Lana.
Listen, if you're not representing your animal, Gail, you're a fake fan.
Hey, I just fed Sage. Okay, I just fed Sage. Shout out to Donnie, the original Fourth and John fan at the episode one. So I always call him the OG. He said, "I'm the OG is here." Shout out to him and wifey for showing up. He had a good time at the tailgate. It was just a good vibe overall. I just think, in general, I was like, tailgate is always better when the Eagles win. So that when that vibe is set by great performance or set by a good tailgate and some good cheesesteaks by a, then after when you watch the game, you're like, this cannot be ruined because the. Just watching Jalen come out of he was the last one out. Just, it was like a movie. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles did their little, you know, they had just the animations with them with the phones. Everyone had their cell phones. So
it was how was that light show? Like, I didn't get to see it at all.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Shout out to Jesse Wine. Got a free ticket for the game. I didn't think I was going. Last minute, I got one. Shout out to him. We were up in the up top, but it was a great view from anywhere in the stadium. Just talking about these birds, right? I know we're going to get into the Kevin Byard thing because that we talked about that last week about that being a potential trade. Shout out to Tim. But that's something that we've been talking about, but we'll get into that. But talking about the game. The game, I think overall, you always want to start a game and set the tone, I think, with the Eagles, you know, having some turnovers, that could always leave a bad taste in the mouth of Philadelphians. But I think in terms of just Jalen Hurts being Jalen Hurts, he's a player that can respond to adversity. I thought he had a great game. Obviously, turned the ball over, but I think in general made some really great plays with his feet, whether that play down to A.J. Brown, who's been a menace to any opposing team society. I think in general, I think the offensive Game plan was good. Talk about time of possession, which was huge. Which we're talking about the Dolphins. I mean, everyone was talking about the Dolphins' offense and our defense and how some guy in the comments named Pete Nathan, who said we were homers. I was confident in the physicality of this group, and they showed it. But what did you think about the offensive performance?
I mean, if there's one thing that just jumps off the page at you, it's the tush push, man. And it's something that we've been talking about, you know, all season long. But this is one of my favorite things about this is how, like, all of the other fan bases, each team that we play, you get the complaints every week on Twitter. They're, oh, this got to be banned, blah, 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 blah. It's not a real football play. It's ugly. I got to tell you what, it is my favorite play that the Eagles run every single time, because I know what the result is going to be. We're going to get the first down. We're going to get the touchdown. And watching all of these other teams in the league try and copy it and try their own versions of it and just being unsuccessful. Like, we have, I don't want to say created. I don't think it's like that crazy of a play design. It's just push like hell. Like, that's the entire play, but we have perfected it. I think it's a combination of having an extremely strong quarterback on top of one of the best offensive lines in the league. Right now it's unstoppable, man. And I don't want them to stop doing it. Do it every play. I don't care.
I mean, just seeing looking at the numbers, it's eye popping. I mean, the total yards, Eagles were 355 versus the Miami Dolphins are 244. This is a high tane offense. And can we get a hand clap for Desai?
My man
is killing it. I mean, and he's dealing with so many injuries. You know, guys are in and out, and he's making the best. And another thing, I gotta give Arsenio Hall root for the rookie Smith, Nolan Smith, with his first sack.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, he was one of those guys. He set the edge. And I definitely I did some research. So last year, and I think it was like week 7, we were at 23 sacks. Guess where we're at this year, fellas?
24. Kobe Bryant,
24. Wow. You know, the Mamba number. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, and I definitely, I'm sorry, I hate to jump around, but I got to put out these numbers real quick. Miami rushing was 45 yards. The only time that Mostert got anything done, it was in the second half. They had -7 yards in the beginning of the game.
Wow.
Compared to our running, it was 99 yards. The Florida game, they came out and said, hey, we're going to be physical. We're going to punch Miami in the mouth. And we're going to take Miami serious, but we're going to show everybody that we are the real team. The hell of a way to bounce back from that disappointing shot ourselves in the foot loss for the New York Football Giants. Mm. I mean, not Jets. I'm sorry, I'm bugging. New Jersey Jets.
Yeah, no, and building off of Nolan Smith, this entire defensive line as a whole, whether young or old, that is the key to, I think. Like, this is the type of formula I want to move forward with forever for the Eagles, as far as just having a healthy rotation of solid pieces. Like, just to see a rejuvenated Fletcher Cox out there. He had a great year last year, but my man's been killing it this year. He's you know, 10, 11 years into his career at this point, and he's still out there playing at an awesome level. And to get that kind of contribution from each guy that is coming in on the defensive line, it doesn't give the offensive line, the other team, or the quarterback any time at all to develop anything. We blow up the run game, we blow up the pass game, and it's just straight domination from the trenches.
Now, I recently mentioned a couple pods. It's just like, if you go back, and that was like that homework assignment I was just talking about. If you go back and think about like all the teams that we're playing, and then you add in injuries, and then you put them against our defensive front, you can go in, week out, and see what kind of problems this is causing. If you have an injury like they were down Connor Williams, they were out with their left tackle was out as well. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have to go up against these dogs, I'm not talking Georgia dogs, but these dogs in general, it's a mismatch every week. And it comes to a point where their philosophy with the physicality, holding on to the ball, and by the time you get to the fourth quarter, your defense is set up to attack. Teams are left one-dimensional. And then, I mean, they're left to the dogs. These QBs, I mean, at one point, I saw Tua just go down. He did. He's like, Jalen Carter, gotcha. I'm okay. Falling on the ground. Talk about some of the positives. Any, I'm going to go with my first positive is last pod, I said I was hoping for a big play from Slay, and I said a pick six, but I got a interception from Slay. I thought, you know, coming off the route from Waddle and intercepting that pass and that was going to Mostert, I thought that play at that time of the game was amazing. We needed that juice, and he brought the juice. Darius, Slay is making plays. That's why we have a big play Slay high at every single tailgate.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, Jenny Slay, I saw her on Twitter saying she kept the receipts of all the people that were talking trash. Good work by Jenny. Darius Slay, once again, you know, popping off, doing his thing. I would say he is approaching Hall of Fame caliber, wouldn't you say?
AJ?
I'm talking about Darius.
Oh, Darius. He's got a shot, man.
He does.
I mean, he talks about being, you know, he's like, you know, the numbers. Mm-hmm. He said it's tough, but, you know, I like it. I like what he's doing.
It's a tough position to get into. There's a log jam there.
Now, Lethal Talon says, Brian Johnson deserves some love with the pre-snap motion on the field. I've been asking for some window dressing, a little Sasson. Seasoning people. Just some seasoning out there would be nice. Let's see.
Hassan Reddick. I mean, I don't think enough can be said about him because for a guy that, you know, he started it's very reminiscent of last year. I remember when he got here last year and he had a quiet start and a lot of the fan base is sitting there. We weren't, you know, jumping out of our seats yet. We were sitting here like, man, you know, had higher anticipation for this guy. And then he just burst onto the scene and had a ton of multi-sack games. And he's been on that same sort of pace ever since he got that cast off. He has been, I mean, between him and Josh Sweat, man, Josh Sweat has been a freaking menace.
I kind of cheated. So my undercover guy, underrated guy, was Jordan Davis. He does all the dirty work.
Yeah.
He had a fantastic game. He shut down the run. And Milton Williams, can we give some props to my guy? My guy is literally
true
coming off the bench, not saying a word and just doing his, you know, grabbing a lunch pail and coming to work.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And linebacker, like, weren't we kind of like worried in the offseason about linebackers?
I was.
Even
the Eagles were. We released Nicholas Morrow at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Now we kind of like, I mean, I think we probably have one of the nicest duos when it comes. I mean,
it's one of those things I don't want to talk about. It's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm just going to let them keep doing their thing. I'm not going to acknowledge it.
N'Kobe Dean running the football was nice. I seen him, you know, cleaning up a couple plays. I think in general, I think there was a lot of players to be talked about and highlighted. Shout out to Tim. He says, shout out to Eli Ricks. At one point of the game, you have a UDFA rookie on one of the, you know, one of the top three, top five wideouts in the league. I'm starting to down him a little bit because we have AJ Brown, but one of the top receivers in the league. And you have Eli Ricks out there. That's inspired play. You can't ask for anything more. This is what we talk about when players got opportunities to play and they make plays. This is what you ask for. I think when you talk about Terrell Edmonds, I know this is the positive section, but you know, once you see him in space, I think Howie was like, let's make that move for Kev. Okay. Yeah.
And just thinking about the whole Eli Ricks dynamic too. I mean, first of all, the cojones on the side to put him on Tyreek Hill in that moment, like that is pretty crazy to me, but he has trust in him. And I put it out on Twitter too. I was just like, think about how cool that is. Like, you're a rookie UDFA covering arguably in a lot of people's minds, the best wide receiver in the league. And you just stone cold stunned him. Just on a fourth down play in a clutch moment, you essentially ended the game. Dude's going to be talking about that for his whole life, man.
Yeah, and even to even put you want to put more on it. They held him to 88 yards. My man's averaging like 140 a buck.
He was on pace to get over like 2,000 yards this season.
Yeah, so you know what I mean. Like he's going to be the new TH2K. How I used to call it was CJ2K back in the day. I mean, let's be honest, man. Like the way that they gave Fitz to the Dolphins offense was just beautiful. Like the everybody knew what was going on. They did a lot of, like I said, they did a lot of pre-snap motion. They let Tua light and they held, and there was a lot of sacks. The reason why there was more sacks this game was because Tua held onto the ball a second or two longer than he should have had, because he gets rid of that ball. I think he's like number one getting rid of the ball super fast. So they, you know, they held him in check, man. They held him in check.
Now I know we got a quick question here from shout out to Ty from ATL. He says, "Do you think Howie's done?" I know Tim was talking to me early. He said he doesn't believe Howie's done. He's heard some things. I was watching. I saw Keyshawn Johnson talking about the Eagles are not done. I think Conrad just mentioned that we picked up another linebacker from the Titans. Will Compton.
Get out of here. No, we don't. Get out of here.
Bustle with the boy.
Didn't he just say, said that?
But he's got a freaking podcast. He hasn't played in the
I was like, really? Okay. Shout out to Ivan and the family. Ivan and wifey came out.
This is on.
Always good to see people, man. We went to the he had put on there was like meet and greet at the live casino, and we're all just sitting there. You know, people were just chilling, and then all of a sudden, who else is there chilling? Brandon Graham watching Michigan beat up on Michigan State, so he was having a good time. Some of the West Coast Eagle fans came in. I was just like, "Hey, man, I just want to let you know, keep your composure." But Brandon Graham is over there, and then someone just darted over there and said, "Yo, what's up?" I said, "You're supposed to keep your composure." But hey, I said, "When in Rome."
It was a rough week for me in college football, bro. Temple got blown out 55-0.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it.
Did USC?
USC win? Lost too. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're in your fields.
Yeah. I'm in my fields, bro.
Playoffs
hopes are over.
Any other? I guess I'm thinking more positives because there's a whole bunch of them. Sean Desai. I saw someone in the comments talk about it, Sean Desai, but Sean Desai in general, compared to, you know,
Jonathan Gannon, he who must not be named.
I think you got to be, I don't know, inspired by his, you know, what he's doing with his defense. He's not sitting on his, you know, he's not sitting back, but he's making the quarterback think. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jimmy Kemsky. He had some quotes here from some of our defensive players when talking about Sean Desai. "We mixed and disguised coverages, made him be perfect every time," Darius Slay said. "We were trying to take away his first read," stuff like that. "Disguising," said Joshua. "We knew he was going to go get it out fast, but once we got a couple scores, we knew we could would have a shot to get him to hold on to the ball." I think you'll see on a couple plays where he's taking a second to think, and that's all we needed.
Yep. I mean, the penetration of our defensive line, you don't have long at all. So,
yeah. One thing is really, really impressive is to see the time of possession of the ball. It was 36 to like 23. Like that's called domination football. I mean, another thing is, if you want to go tit for tat when it comes to, you know, who did the what and who did this and did that, is the Eagles offense, they were moving the ball. There was mistakes made. They put on the big boy pants and got on there in the next play and made things happen. And let's be honest, if it wasn't for the drop, the fumble from Jalen and that mishap of the interception, that interception was crazy. Don't y'all think, fellas?
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's I did want to talk about that, too. I just like Jalen Hurts has had an absurd amount of interceptions so far this year. Right. I mean, it's something that you can't just ignore. That one, like, It was tipped in, you know, off of receiver's hands. I don't know, man. How much of this is just unlucky, and how much of this is like a, you know, he's being more careless with the ball?
I wouldn't say being more careless with the ball. I would just say things are just happening. It's a bang bang play.
So you're saying we're unlucky?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the interceptions is a bit
kind of remind you of Super Bowl play. Though.
Yeah, true. Very true. Very true. But like, let's be honest, man. I mean, a couple of the interceptions have been like this, like ball tipped in the air, arm's been hit. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, a lollipop and boom, you catch it. But like, as far as like the only interception that I kind of was like, yo, what's going on? Was the Jets game when he's backing up and he throws the ball on his back foot. Like, you know, he's like, oh, I didn't see the read. Like, bro, there was literally like two players in front of Goddard when you were trying to throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but what quarterback is perfect? So I think the most part, I think probably going to be the most crazy thing is to say, like, please, Jalen, do not lead the league in interceptions.
Now, we have the stat on the screen here for those who are not watching but listening in the car. It said hurts. Turnovers hurt. Jalen has 10 this year in 7 games after committing just 7 all last year. I think that's one thing that you prided. When you had pride when talking about Jalen Hurts, he's like, doesn't turn the ball over. So, in general, I mean, it is what it is. You talked about his ability to shrug off adversity, which is what you like. And I always just like – I've been talking to Eagle fans. I talk to a lot of Eagle fans. But I said, how many other quarterbacks in the league threw interceptions? The amount of weight that we put on the Jalen Hurts interception is ridiculous. Like, if he has a turn, I mean, obviously he had 7 all of last year, but like every time he throws a pick, it becomes like front page news. Like, if he's pressing,
I think it's because of the frequency of it, though, bro. He's literally leading the league right now.
But I'm saying, like, you know, there's going to be plays where it just happens. Like, interceptions happen.
I agree with you, and things do happen. But
I'm talking about the regression talk. Where there's a lot. But I'm saying that talk. You know,
I understand, and I do think that there is that out there. There is people thinking that because of these turnovers that he is regressed in some way, and I don't think that's the case. I think that it's just. Listen, I think that last year, I don't think it was a fluke. I think last year is just, I think this year is more of a fluke than last year. You know what I mean? I think that it's just a bunch of unlucky things that are happening, and we're winning in spite of it, man. That's the most important part.
I've heard talk. Jalen's feeling himself. He's got all the Nike deal. I'm like, come on, man. This, that dude is
dialed in, man.
Dialed in. The team is right behind him, I think. In general, I think this team, they're. You think that, you know, right now we have the best record in the NFC, right? We're tied with the Chiefs with the best record in the NFL.
The NFL, yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, it all comes to Jalen. This team is really just backing their quarterback, and I think at the end of the day, I think I like what I see. But Tim, you brought up that point about time of possession. The Eagles. On Sunday, had the ball for 36 minutes and 43 seconds Sunday. The Eagles are averaging 34.5 minutes of ball control per game. Now, the Birds held the ball 39 minutes and 28 seconds versus the Vikings, 38 minutes and 55 seconds in Tampa, 37 minutes and 55 seconds versus the Rams, and now 36 minutes and 43 seconds. That's 4 games at 36.5 minutes or more. Franchise record for an entire season is 5-91. Shout out to Rube for this stat. This is amazing.
I would like to also see the splits of just how much of that time of possession is also in the fourth quarter. Because like the amount of like late 8-minute drives that we have had this year, where we're, you know, up by a single score, but then we end up just trudging our way down the field, you know, 3 yards at a time, and we absolutely murder the clock in the process. Well, you know, then going and putting ourselves up by 2 possessions. I think that's been the key. I mean, just you take the life out of the team when they can't get your offense off the field and you've got some 15-16 play drive that you're just, you know, you're staying on the field and killing the entire quarter.
Yeah. I mean, when you're averaging 9 to 8 minutes off taking off the clock, I mean, and shout out to the brotherly shove. <I'm> going, that's just taking over it. You know what I mean? And it's getting to the point where people are upset, telling us that it's a rugby play. And shout out to Jordan Malata. He's saying that's actually disrespectful to the sport of rugby. but yeah, man, I mean, you kill teams by, you know, taking the ball away. Keep away. You know, nah, boo boo. You know, you can't get me. You know what I mean? That's just one of those things. So,
you play to win the game. I mean, there was a video we posted on our socials. There was like this, I don't know, some content creator from the Miami fan base who was just really trying to break down our call it, you know, it just laughing at the play. And at the end of the day, we never talked about Tom Brady and his QB sneaks. Now all of a sudden Jalen is doing it. Obviously, you know, the common denominator is Jalen, the leverage that they have, the way that they're all in tune, the way that the shit talking
they used to get so geeked up for a Tom Brady. This is automatic. Dude, Tom Brady with his QB sneak, this is pretty much an automatic play. He's so good at it. That's all I heard for like a decade and a half. And now we do it for 2 years and people lose their shit.
Well, hey, Herm, can you do the Marlon Reese voice?
The what?
That voice, that Miles Reese voice, that's
hilarious. We got another first down.
That's my white guy doing a white guy voice.
Oh, but you know, the thing is, like, those brotherly shoves, they came at the right time in the last game. Like, it was like big balls, Kahunis, Sirianni over there. Like, Sirianni was on one, like, the last game. He was very animated. You could say that other fans of other fan bases probably hate our coach more after that game. But at the end of the day, when you put it, we call it, you know, Doug, we talked about Doug with some big balls, Sirianni going for it twice. Yep. In this crucial situation that took
on his own end of the field,
which is kind of, this is some Madden shit.
It really is,
I never punt Madden. But the fact that he's doing it and that the players are that confident in getting it.
Do you guys ever think about, and like, this is just hypothetical BS, but do you think that because of how dominant the brotherly shove is, that like Nick would ever try like a fake punt or something like that just to throw someone off guard, or just like, screw it, just stick with the brotherly shove?
We've already did it though. We've already did it. I mean, we did it against the Giants last year. We did it, we were about to do the brotherly shove, and then he throws it out to Goddard, and Goddard just literally takes it about 30, 40 yards. Yeah. I think for the most part, man, with the brotherly shove is like the people are just whining about it, just not understanding that, hey, man, like when it works, something works and somebody is good at it, people are going to get mad about it. You know what I mean? Like it's going to, uproar is coming. So,
yo, CMC has scored a touchdown in the past 16 straight games. Should we stop him from getting the ball, or?
That's unfair.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm on a high right now. I'm just still on a high. Just want to give a shout out to my guy, Nick Johnson, for this t-shirt.
Yes.
That's fire.
He is giving these t-shirts away. So if you want to go check him out on IG, it's nickjohnson.art. That's N-I-K Johnson.art. He will be giving some of these plays, and he
did it. Cream color too. I like that.
He just did an animation. We teamed up with him on our socials. If you are a Power Ranger fan, he came up with a cool animation. Check our socials for that. We're always teaming up with Nick because he's doing crazy, awesome artwork. So check his socials out. Hit him up.
There's no way we signed Will Compton, bro. Why are people talking about this shit?
That's what Conrad said.
I'm looking.
Nah, he's good. How many Titans can we take, man?
If you want to give me Henry, I'll take him.
Bro, I mean, I actually,
you're full of baloney.
I mean, we could. I mean,
full of malarkey, pal.
Full of malarkey.
Yeah.
Full of malarkey. Hey, just before we get into it, let's go our offensive MVPs from last game.
You know what? I'm going to go outside the box here. I'm going to give it to my man Lane Johnson for that ankle holding up, playing through pain. That dude is like a legitimate anchor on that offensive line, and I don't think we do half the stuff we do without Lane Johnson. So I'm going to give it to Lane.
That's a fact.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, I feel like I need to do like a combo one, but I feel like that's cheating. It was amazing to see Julio Jones and the Kelly Green, by the way. Mine has to go with the double spin playoff Kenny Gainwell. That the double spin, that was crazy.
That was nice.
And then the Swift breaking ankles. Woo!
We got a lot of talk of Mega John, which is the new nickname for AJ Brown. Mega John.
Mega John was awesome.
That's fire.
That someone's gonna probably make a t-shirt on that one. Not me, but I'm just saying. Donnie chimes in. He says AJ Brown game MVP. Robert says Dallas on tight end appreciation day. I think Dallas Goedert. You know, you got to give a hat tip. But I think I'd say A.J. Brown, he had a phenomenal day. I mean, he's putting up crazy numbers. Miami had 10 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown against the Bucs, 9 catches for 131 yards against Washington, 9 catches, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Rams, 6 catches for 127 yards against the Jets, 7 catches for 131 yards, which equals 41 catches for 700 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Insane, man,
and a whole lot of embarrassment for defensive backs.
And dude, think about how, like, we're not that far removed from having Greg Ward be our top receiver of the year with what, just over 500 yards. Like, we were clawing
our biggest third down threat
and begging for a 1,000-yard receiver, and now he's at over 700 yards just 7 games into the season.
It's just crazy. It's like the fact that we have not only A.J. Brown, we have Route Guy Jr. and Devontae Smith. Yeah. We have Ghost of Christmas Past in Julio Jones just lurking. Just adding.
I was glad to see he got the ball, too.
At just one providing, point. I was shocked he got the ball.
Just providing guidance. And now you have Dallas Goedert. I don't want to leave out Dallas Goedert, but Dallas Goedert got some numbers, man. Look at this, man. I mean, 5 – passes for 77 yards, a touchdown. He had catches of 19, 22, 22 yards in the first half. 13 receptions in the first 4 games. Now in 18 in the last 3 games, he's had 18 catches for 236 yards the last 3. So happy National Tight End Day to Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, glad to see him getting more involved.
His coming out day was that the Rams game in LA. He came and he was busting out like gangbusters. So
yeah, you got in this offense, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get, man. I mean, yeah. if you want to get that ball back, you got to do something with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Screen game's back.
It is.
Hey, I mean, shout out to Mark, by the way. He says AJ offensive player of the year. But talk about play calls. I mean, we didn't get too much into negatives, but the play calling down by the goal line, the third down play, the QB sneak. I'm like, when you got players like AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Gainwell, you have Dallas Goedert, which we saw we score on a screen in the red zone, which was nice. The jailbreak screen, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you have a QB that seems to have some kind of injury that's not going to be talked about. Jalen said, we'll say it's fine. But
I'm nervous about it.
Why are we using this play here when we have all these array of weapons at your disposal? Can we
get too conservative? Getting too conservative.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's not. Do you remember the year? Was it the year after we won the Super Bowl, or was it the year we won the Super Bowl when Wentz was running out as a lead blocker in one of those plays? Do you remember that?
That was after we won.
Yeah. Like, why are we throwing this injured guy out as a lead blocker against linebackers right now? What the fuck is going on?
Yo, they killed Doug on social media after that game. I remember that. As
they should have. But I mean, he's got a 4-game win streak too, man. He's doing well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Shout out to Doug Peterson, man. He's he's a good coach. He has a talent around him in Jacksonville, so he's doing his thing.
We're gonna go our defensive MVP. Lena starts it off with no. Oh, now she's just saying congrats to Nolan.
Thomas took mine. I'm gonna go with Mr. Josh Sweat.
And you took mine.
Man's been on fire. And like let's just acknowledge the fact that that's the best celebration on the whole team, man.
Right?
Possibly in the whole league.
I would have to say so. I'd have to agree that I think he's gotta have some kind of commercials coming in. 100%. Something. Yeah. But if you go back and see his story arc. Like, not many people know that Sweat was a computer nerd, like to build computers. Like, he's a dude who's come through adversity. Like, he almost had to have his leg amputated. So the fact that he's, you know, being a, you know, a huge recruit and then having his injury and just he was working through that injury all through his college career and then getting drafted late. And now here he is, a menace on the edge. And coming up with the best celebration.
I mean, at one point they said he was better than just as good as Jadeveon Clowney. That's what they were saying about him.
Better career
spider
than
Jadeveon. Spider charts.
Better career than Jadeveon Clowney. Yes. My cousin Kiki chimes in. She says Hassan Reddick. Reddick sets the tone, man.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a monster.
Hassan are tied at 5.5 sacks.
Love that.
I'm going to go Sweat's my MVP.
Sweat's yours?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go different. I'm going to go Slay. Slay played big. He came up big.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Interception. Mm-hmm. You know, interception. The fourth down, you know, got in the way, batted the ball down. He looked like – you know what he looked like? He looked like he was like, yo, I love this uniform. I love this color on me, and I'm not trying to lose. That's what he looked like. He was playing good, man. So, so shout out to Big Play Slam.
Dustin chimes in. He says, your defensive MVP is Sean Desai and the cornerback coach. I think the cornerback coach, secondary coach, I think he's done a phenomenal job bringing in moving parts. We've at one point, we only had one healthy safety. The fact that you had to bring in some guys were killing Josiah. Did you see Josiah Mira Cheetah on that play?
He had a decent game.
We're talking about emergency depth here. So yeah. When I was last podcast, I was saying it's great for like emergency depth to have a guy that knows where to line up
He looked scared. He looked scared when he was about to tackle Gio.
You see what former Eagle just got released?
Kayvon Wallace.
Any interest in him being a special teams player?
I thought for depth reasons. I mean, depth reasons and special teams, I'm not mad at it.
I'm with Tim. It's got too much stink on it.
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. With all the special teams talk, I mean, with all the safety talk that we're about to get into – it's kind of an afterthought, but at the end of the day, we're talking about depth, and again, knowing where to line up and knowing what you do at this point of the season.
You ready to talk Byard? Because I want to know if you have the same stat that I do.
All the interceptions?
No.
That he's had over the years?
No, what the actual compensation ended up being for
oh, him. My God.
I love
it. It's peanuts.
I love it. Killer, too.
Do we want to talk about Kevin Byard right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you know, the Eagles, this is a trade that we kind of talked about earlier in the year, mm-hmm. the offseason, about, you know, you'd love to see it, but when the money didn't make sense, but when the Titans restructured his contract and then, you know, they paid up pretty much most of his contract, now it makes sense because they've sucked it out, and now they're awesome. In tank mode. And they're in tank mode, and I think it makes perfect sense to bring a dude that's a native back home.
Absolutely. Victor Williams put out a tweet just kind of explaining how this all came to, not how it came to be, but what we essentially gave up. Talks about how Philly gave up picks in the deal that weren't even their own. A 2024 fifth round pick, the Eagles received that pick from the Bucks when they traded up for Trey Palmer. The 2024 sixth-round pick, the Eagles received from the Titans in a pick-swap deal for Ugo Amadi. And the craziest part about this is that the sixth-round pick came from, that J-Jaw trade. So Howie essentially turned J-Jaw, Edmonds, and a seventh into Kevin Byard.
This is how we do it, man.
It's masterclass, bro.
It's crazy. He was on the other side of the room.
J-Jaw, Edmonds, and a seventh for an all-pro safety.
I think he turns into Thanos. You know he's going to turn into Thanos, right?
Yo, and I'm not sure if you guys have spent any time going down the rabbit hole that is Titans subreddit. Yeah. They're in the fields, man. They fucking hate Howie Roseman. I think Dom's going to be working overtime.
He probably is. Shout out to Nady, everyone's favorite McMahon, Minshew. Or just him. Nady is just a total vibe himself. So if you see Nady, he's like, he's got theme music.
He's got an aura, bro.
You hear the music in your head.
Kelly Green aura around.
When he's walking around. But he said, my boy Benny Shishudu, who's watching now, is coming from Sydney, Australia next week. Dallas game to G2 to hang out with the homies.
Let's go.
That's going
to
be.
I'll get to meet him.
It's going to be.
Very nice.
Shout out to Puga, a house Puga this weekend. He was our first guest in our new house. Just want to say that it was great having him. Good vibes. Always a bunch of laughs. He's a comedian. So if you're out there in El Paso or around,
go check him out.
Budding comedian, go check him out. Doing big things. But let's see here. We have we're talking about Kevin. We're talking about Kevin Byard. If you talk to any of the Titans fans, a lot of them, that this is their favorite. This is their Brian Dawkins type. You know, he was a leader on the field and off the field. Go back and listen to some of his, you know, his pep talks in the huddle. He's got these guys. He's the field general. Mm-hmm. He's a big. We have a big play Slay. Now we have a big play safety in the mix. Obviously, there used to be a show.
Still working on the wordplay.
You know, they had some show in the 90s called 30-something. We got 30-somethings back there, but they're all experienced 30-somethings. They know where they should be at. We have a guy that's multiple, who can play multiple positions. With the Titans, he was lining these guys up with a bunch of young guys who didn't know where they needed to be. He's in an experienced group. We're talking about communication. We're talking about field general. We're talking about leader.
And you're talking about Philly native too. I mean, did you guys happen to catch? He was interviewed by Adam Lefko, and he had a pretty interesting point in that, where he was talking about when he came as a Titan and played the Eagles last year when they beat us, and he was talking about how his family, who grew up as Eagles fans. His whole life, then he ends up, you know, going to Tennessee, getting drafted by them. They didn't give up on their Eagles fandom, and they said that they wore his whole family, aside from his dad, was wearing Eagles jerseys in his box that he had gotten. And I think it's pretty funny to come from a family that, like, he understands what the Philly fan base is like, man. He's not going to be shocked by it in one bit.
Right. You saw him dancing on the star. He also has
amazing.
You know, we talked about he's got 27 interceptions. Three of those picks are he picked
Dak
off
Prescott.
Dak Prescott. Yeah. They call him the mayor of Murfreesboro. That's a tongue twister. But he's been the most consistent player on the Titans defense. He has not missed a game.
That was my favorite stat that jumped off the page was the seeing that he's played in every single game that he since he's entered the league. I mean, he stays healthy. Knock on wood. Hope it continues to be that way.
I mean, we talked about Eagles having one safety at one point, just a couple weeks ago versus the Jets. Mm-hmm. This guy has been consistent again. Per NFL media, the Titans have paid Byard $7 million of his $11 million compensation and signing bonus back in July. So there's not much cash involved in this deal. So,
and he's still signed under next year, right?
This is potentially his out year. You know, like, you know, this is basically his last year. So obviously, you know how he's going to do Howie things if everything goes right.
I feel like Howie is just like, all right, let me get somebody that's an impact player that's from Philly because he's trying to do like a Philadelphia reunion. He's brought back, you know, three, four players that from Philly. This all pro safety, you know, but he was about a couple years ago, whatever, but he's still a pro all pro safety. Like this guy right here understands, he's a ball hawk too. He understands, you know, what's going on, pre-motion snaps, things, the offense wants to attack the ball, certain parts of the field. This is a good trade. Like, I mean, and when I talked to my plug, my guy, he was like, yo, I don't think it's going to be the guys from Denver. It's probably going to be that guy from Tennessee. And I was like, ooh.
Well, and think about the depth effect, too. I mean, I brought up earlier in this podcast that we talked about, like, Fletcher Cox having those, you know, those great pieces around him has rejuvenated him and given him youth. And, like, we're talking about Kevin Byard, who's 30 years old. He's not, you know, I'm going to be 30, so he's not old, okay? He's not old.
Evan's having an old moment right now.
just to be surrounded by guys like Darius Slay, James Bradbury, like, legitimate veterans in this league that know what they're doing. I think that, like, what did Tennessee's defense have going for them? I mean, Tennessee has just been awful for years, aside from Derrick Henry, and, you know, they poke through every now and then.
They got Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey Simmons is, I mean, and they're those two go.
I love Jeffrey Simmons
too, but we're talking about a piece, you know what I mean? Not an entire unit like how the Eagles have. I think that when he gets put into the fold of a complete defense, you know, he's not going to have to do as much. He's not going to have to pull as much weight. And if he just does his job and everybody does their job, this Eagles defense is going to excel.
And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the depth. But with Justin Evans being hurt all the time, he's on back on IR. Man, it's like that guy has so much talent, but he's always injured. And then you got Sidney Brown. He's still trying to wrap his head how to understand the game of professional football. And then, I mean, is this crazy to see, like, Terrell Edmonds, like, my man was literally mic'd up at a Phillies game. And then he gave up a touchdown and hell, he said, oh yeah, let's get his ass up out of here.
I mean, do you think if he bought, you think he bought any more Phillies tickets? Is he still going to be going? Sure. Or
I mean, he did have a clean jersey on. I don't know. So
that jacket was clean, bro.
That jersey, yeah.
That his biggest play. That was his biggest play. That was his biggest moment as an Eagle was going to a Phillies game and watching him with DeAndre Swift. It just is what it is.
I thought it was such a random pairing too. Like DeAndre Swift. Yeah, I get it. Terrell Edmonds. I just thought it was kind of out of left field.
Shout out to Danny. Says, yo, guys, hell of a tailgate. As always, great game, huge win. Hey, thank you for stopping by. Always appreciate y'all just coming through, man. Always great having conversations with you guys.
Middle Tennessee University is making a push at the Bama boys and the Georgia boys.
Yo, they try to set up to the SEC, man. That's all.
Hey,
I mean, this is a good duo, though. This is a good duo. If you very think solid. About it, I mean, I want to get your guys' perspective. I got a question. Do you think this might be one of the best duos in the NFC East, not the league, just in the NFC East?
I think.
What would you rank them?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of everyone else, but I think
about Washington safety.
I think reliable. Yeah, I think
reliable.
And I do. I like the fact that we threw Sidney Brown out there, and he didn't look lost. He looked like he belonged. But in general, having a guy like Kevin Byard out there to mentor, it's perfect pairing.
You brought up Sidney Brown. I absolutely love the physicality he plays with, man. He just loves blowing people up. It don't matter if he had the block, that the wide receiver that tried to block him.
Was that
he learned Tyreek a lesson, Hill? Bro.
Was that Tyreek Hill he hit?
I wasn't sure. I just saw the highlight. I didn't see it in real time, but I saw the highlight and I didn't see who it was. But he blew him the hell up, man.
We got a question for Robert. So what do you guys think about Hurts' knee? Hopefully it's not a concern. I think anytime you have any injury to your knee, for the quarterback position, who's mobile, who's also, he has a brace on it. I'm thinking it's got to be some kind of, I'm just guesstimating, some MCL. Maybe it could be a mild sprain or some sort of.
Don't speak it into existence.
I'm not. I'm just saying that it's all over socials of people trying to guess where he got injured. I've got 3 texts today about what play. I mean, literally, people are texting me videos of the image. Shout out to Johnny. He's been sending me, always sending me good stuff. But he's thinking that the injury occurred versus the Vikings on a play where he rolled to the left and then he just awkwardly fell on this.
I will say, I don't know if you guys have picked up on it this year, and it's like he's played great. Do you guys think he's been slower this year?
Yes.
Versus last year?
Yes. He's got some plays where he changed his direction to that Jets.
I just don't see that same burst that he had last year.
He got bursts.
I'm not saying he's got more burst than me, bro. I'm fat as hell, but I'm talking about as far as what he was last year, I don't think he has the same burst.
I saw that play against the Jets where he just changed direction and went across the field. I was like, bro, he's got some moves. He's got that running back juice. He can turn it on and off. I just think that he's getting paid so much and he means so much.
Yeah.
You think it's his pockets weighing him down?
Yeah, it's funny. Like I was watching Jesse. I was like, I'm sure some fans are like, just very overly critical of Jalen just because of the money part.
No, I think there's a difference between being
got paid, man.
Yeah, those people that
want my money's worth. Silly.
But I think that there's also a fine line between being overly critical and just acknowledging reality. Like there are some things that are just not the same as last year. Like I said, the turnover thing is not the same as last year. To me, to my naked eye, the speed doesn't look the same. And I just worry because, I'm thinking about the Chicago game last year where he ended up getting injured. He played through it. But that shoulder nagged him for, probably the rest of the year. So, those are the types of things that, this little lingering injury, I don't want it to 7 weeks from now be a more serious thing.
Yeah. I do think that every player at this time of the season, we're getting close to almost half. A lot of people are playing with injuries. You don't hear about the stories behind the scenes with players that are trying to get through things. Obviously, you see Lane Johnson coming out with an injury like he had against the Jets. You're thinking he's not playing for 2 weeks. He's back the next week. So we're gonna monitor this. But Richie asks, do you think Byard fixes all our back end problems?
No.
No.
I think so.
All of them. Yeah, how's one man going to cover every inch of the field?
Okay, hold on. You acting like it's we got busted coverage all the time. Like, We got good DB duo, right? The only thing I'm probably worried about is hopefully Bradley.
Me, man.
Hopefully Bradley Roby comes back here shortly, soon. You know, I think he had a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really have any. I mean, what I trust the side. I think I seen enough. The eye test is there. He's passed. I see it. And then to go back on Jalen's injury, I'm gonna put some food to thought. I think the injury happened in L.A.
Okay.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
His ankle, his knee
buckle.
It really, really weird. And he got the first down. Adrenaline, he got tackled. Adrenaline, you know how it is when you get tackled in football. We all play football. Mm-hmm. So when you get injured and you're like, let's go. And you're like, hold up. You know, you look down and things seem a little combobulated, but then you try to play it off because, you know, you got everybody watching. You go look bad.
This question here for Richie, I'm gonna ask that one. I think he does. I think 2/3 of the world is covered by water. The rest is by Kevin Byard. Okay, that's every quote you only people say about the every and Deion, but I just think he's going from a mental standpoint. I think he's the perfect piece for Desai. I think he's super smart. He's a leader. I think he's the glue. These are glue guys, but also man's a leader.
Yeah, and he can cover tight ends.
Are you?
He can cover tight ends.
Is this a subliminal shot at CJGJ? Not a leader.
Definitely not a leader.
Spaghetti
playmaker. He's a playmaker. I'm just saying, like, is he inspiring anyone to? This guy's huge for the community as well. I'm talking about on the field. Off the field, in the locker room, I think he's going to hold everybody accountable, and he's going to know his place. So I think all of us know where the Eagles are.
What number is he going to get?
That is a good question.
He's going to get
31 available?
31 is available, but it belongs to Mario Goodrich. We taking that.
Hey, you know that scene where T.I. and that girl and he takes the chain? He's going to take the 31. I know the Phillies do play tonight. And a shout out to my brother and my dad who are probably warming up their dinner, getting ready for the game. It's a Phillies thing at the Saunders household. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Rich, the crafty bastard. I'm going to be watching the Phillies with him at some random bar.
Nice.
But I know, we're Eagles podcast going through. But I think the vibe of the city is we just had a great win on Sunday. Mm. Now everybody is dialed in and nervous.
It's kind of crazy that we got to this point, man. You know, the Phillies, I was honestly confident. After the first two games, I was saying Phillies in four, bro. I thought we had a sweep incoming. It's been spotty, and I have confidence in Ranger Suarez. I think he gets the job done tonight. It's all about the bats, man. Bryce, you got to
light up.
Castellanos, Turner, you guys all got to show up.
I would like to see Rob change up the lineup a little bit. Like, do it like
something. It's one of those things where like I just don't want to touch it. Like it's almost like a superstition thing for me at this point.
You got to change it up because I feel like every time like Bryce is up, that's it. Like it's like bomb's gonna, you know, either here it's gonna be a pop fly, and then after that, everybody else is on the base and they're waiting. Yeah. But shout out to Stott, man. I think he might actually get that Golden Glove award. I think he's gonna get it.
Kyle, my roommate, bringing up what I already did bring up, and took my I did say that was my prediction, but you know, just. Next comment, tell them how our fantasy football game went this weekend. You know, let's throw that one out there.
where's Pete Nathan at, man? Looking at you, Pete Nathan. Confident? Yo, physicality. That's all I'm going to say is physicality. Eagles are playing physical football, whether running, whether offensive line. I know right guard, Sue Opeta, you know, he's learning himself, man, on the ropes. He's on the ropes at sometimes, but he's learning on the fly. He's learning on the fly. I think I'd like to see what Steam is doing. What's going on with Steam?
Yeah, I would love to get an update on that.
Like, in terms of just throwing people in the fire, like,
yeah,
might as well just see what he brings to the table too. But I don't, you know, it's all right. Mario, Todd says Mario got cut today.
Goodrich got cut.
So that
31's
number,
available.
He's going on, but he's going to go on a practice squad.
He's going to lose that jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to go to the practice squad with a different number.
Shout out to AJ. She says tight butt cheeks with Phillies now. Okay.
Shout out to AJ.
Voice of an angel. I was like, Tim asks, next move from Howie.
Man, I'm going to tell you something right now.
If I had to take a stab in the dark, I'm saying a depth signing at offensive line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think if we go out and get like a tackle, just thinking about that Lane Johnson ankle, someone that can that we can rotate in into the tackle position, that would be nice to have. That's what I would think personally. I don't know about you guys.
Let's see. The rumors is cornerback.
Rumor is cornerback. That's what I've been hearing. Would not be surprised if a certain person that's in the D line gets traded, and I'm not gonna say no names, but it could happen. So with that being a subtraction, the addition would be a veteran defensive lineman.
I think you're talking about Barnett.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're gonna get Nolan some more reps, I think you know, during that's the right. offseason, Barnett was looking for a trade. Or beginning of the season. Oh, shout out to Vic. He said Brian Burns. Brian, imagine that.
Man, good Lord. Man, quarterbacks will have to just go to church before they play the Eagles.
Let's see.
Didn't he just get a – he got a big contract, didn't he? No?
I'm not sure. Did he get paid?
I can look it up.
Shout out to Hollis. He's at the Game 7. Hollis is doing his, and when you get opportunities to go to Game 7, you do it. Shout out to Prime. Also shout out to Autumn. It's her birthday. So a big happy shout birthday out to Autumn as it's her birthday. I think, that's this one thing that I've heard. I've heard also Frank Clark potential.
Yeah.
Tim says, what's up with Frank Clark? That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Vic says Brian did not get paid.
I think Brian Burns is a little hefty.
He is correct. He is on a franchise tag mode. $16 million. So be a good one. Be a real good one.
It's funny, yo, Todd, me and Todd are on the same wavelength here. I think Buddy Ball today, and I said we need to make a shirt called the Cy Ball. Because right now, I'm the Cy got a energy to him. I like the energy, and I like the I like what he brings to the table.
Wow, Donnie is shooting for the moon. I'm all for it, man. PS2,
man.
My Lord.
Yo, imagine we had that combo. Yo. Imagine we had that combo.
Slay and Surtain.
Who would you put in the slot? Surtain.
I guess Surtain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could put him outside too. Because I just look. Oh God, that would. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people. I mean, we talked about that, and just in general, just saying like, imagine future vibes. Like that would be. But I don't think they want to trade him like that. You have to give him something.
I'm leaving here with something.
Leaving here with something. With some sazon on it. Put some season in it. Man, it's been a good vibe. I just want to give a shout out to all the Eagle fans that are going to go down to Washington and join in the festivities in terms of beating down the Commanders. Going to speak that into existence. But if you're going down there, you're looking to tailgate, we'll be with Philly Sports Trips. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL. For more information, go to phillysportstrips.com to look at tickets for tailgate. Shout out to Red Bull for sponsoring the tailgate. Always awesome to see them. How much Red Bull can a man drink?
I'm going to find out.
Evan drinks it every day. He drinks it every day. I had never had – no, I'm not going to say I've never had, but it's been a while since I had Red Bull. I'm dabbling now in the Red Bull. Shout out to Bud Light. These cans were bananas, especially on Kelly Green Day. We were sending pictures of Eagle fans at our tailgate. They were doing something for the Eagles. So the Eagles are looking for pictures of Eagle fans with the Kelly Green bottle. So that was cool. So I was one of the media guys from the Eagles stopped by our tailgate and did like a fit check. So we got Nady in there with his helmet on. We got a bunch of Eagle fans in their Kelly Green. So that was cool. But also shout out to Conchalk and Tomato Pie who puts our messaging on tomato pies. We asked for some balance, running the ball.
Awesome.
Yeah, attaboy Harper. That was cool. I will be putting those pictures out. There's so many. There's about 300 pictures.
Bro, I'm so jealous. I'm not in that photo.
Yeah. Shout out to all the crazy Eagle fans. But yeah, we're closing in on this Phillies game. Shout out to all you guys in the comments. If you have any last comments out there, let us know. Because we're about to be out of here. Tim has one last question. He says, any word on Derrick Henry?
I just know that they're saying that he is available. He should be. He could be on the move. Don't. But
what's the cost?
Titans want a lot, bro.
I was going to say.
Titans want a lot. They want like a second day pick for a running back. So, I mean, like, teams are not going to go for that. Teams are going to try to fill out, you know, a deal that fits both parties. So, we'll see. We'll see, man. I think most of the deals is going to go down maybe the end of the week and then Halloween, because it's like on Halloween. I think that's the deadline. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So stay connected to your phone, man. Howie's going to make one more move.
I think he got one more move in.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be nice. I mean, look at all the – if you saw the draft capital we had with all those fifths, you knew some of those were getting traded.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those comp picks.
And then I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I saw something earlier that alluded to the fact that if Beyer didn't sign at the end of this year, we would get like a fifth round comp back.
Well, they said that they wouldn't get a comp pick for him.
Oh, they wouldn't get a comp?
No. Oh. But that's interesting.
Is that, do you think that's because of the salary
portion? Some people were saying that I was listening to the Titans podcast. They said that this is why it was, as much as they love Byard, this was the only opportunity to get something for him.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't
walk at the end of the year anyway.
He was going to be that.
Oh, yeah. Because you weren't going to get a comp pick for him anyway. So this is the best available. Bro, fifth and sixth, 2024 pick for solidifying. You just got rid of Edmonds, who, like we just said, made the biggest play of his Eagles career by watching a Phillies game. So we just added all pro vibes to the secondary for a fifth and sixth and Edmonds.
Yeah.
Sorry, Prime. Prime Edmonds was a prime favorite. But as
he still got his boy Keely Ringo.
As of first it was Nate Gary, now it's Edmonds. One at a time. Let's see here. Todd says the Heat should have had the NFC logos in the end zone.
Yeah.
And the Eagles were like, this is one thing I said, as much as they did everything perfect, and I'm not going to nitpick anything that the Eagles do right now because everything's fantastic, except for the Jets loss. But they should, bro, you got to outline the Eagles in the end zone. It was just white and it said Eagles.
Oh, really? It didn't have the
black – The black lining should have been outside the Eagles.
How you gonna go? I'm not gonna nitpick and then nitpick.
Just I'm just saying. Everything else was perfect.
But a quick question though, Gil. You know, you and I, you know, we're the elder statesmen here. did you feel the nostalgia, like looking at it, seeing it, feeling it?
Oh my god, they played LL Cool J, Don't Call It a Comeback when they came out of the
way. We had Buddy Ryan show up at the tailgate.
Yeah, we had Buddy Ryan. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can find
Where are the photos? Like, what's going on?
Bro, I mean, there's like...
He was Buddy Ryan from a time capsule.
800 people asking for photos. They're coming tomorrow.
The vibes were nice, though, man.
Look at this. This fit is the best fit of the tailgate. He showed up and everybody was like, the pants,
headset on, everything.
He had the headset on. He had the mug.
Okay.
Everything was on, but he got the
glasses.
Look at the glasses.
Yeah, that's the fit check for the fit check, bro.
He got the memo.
Yeah, he did.
He got the memo.
I would have pulled up with like a Ray Rose type joint. That's what I would have went for, the Ray Rose type song.
I was hoping that I would run Randall this weekend. Yeah. That didn't happen. So
y'all didn't go separate ways and try to go look for Randall.
I would never stalk an Eagles player except for Randall coming in.
Rocket man.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get a handshake would be nice.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he's the one that made me fall in love with the Eagles, him and Eric Allen. So when I see Eric Allen in LA, I like dropped everything. And I'm 6'3", 280 pounds. And he's probably looking at me like, yo, what the heck? Like, yo, you're the reason why I'm 21.
Yo, Calvin, shout out to Calvin. He says Kelly Green needs to be in the rotation. I think some OGs are hitting me up like the realization that it's not going to be an everyday thing. Will hit next week.
But this is the thing, though. Would you give up the black jersey for the Kelly Green, or would?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, Herm. See,
I would. If you put a gun to my head, I'm taking the Kelly Green over the black. But I love the black jerseys, bro.
The black jerseys are sleek. I will say that. Both the white are probably my favorite. The white jerseys.
That Kelly Green hits. Devontae Smith says he's all for it being changed. So they got some thinking to do. They got some thinking to do.
I'd be about it.
Josh said it too.
Hey man, everyone's playing good in Kelly Green. The funny thing is seeing some of my Eagle friends who've been hating on Kelly Green wear Kelly Green now. I'm like, I remember what you said the first time you said it.
Listen, this is the thing though. Gil is the godfather of Kelly Green. There's a lot of people that love Kelly Green, but. You and Mark Horta, shout out to Mark Horta, he was in the comments. You two, you guys always bring it back every time.
You're inflating Gale's head. Listen, this is something that I have to deal with after you leave, Tim. He's been telling me for weeks how he started the Kelly Green trend, and the Eagles stole it from him.
I did not say that, by the way.
He didn't say that. I know he didn't say that. I know Gale. One thing he did say, because I always give Gale his flowers, because he always be – Gale likes to be – you know, he likes to, you know, everybody say out, I'm not, I like to say I'm cold type of person. You know what I'm saying? He likes to think outside the box with his earth tone colors. You know what I'm saying? So with the Kelly Green, when the earth tone colors hit, that is Gale Saunders all day.
I'm going to try to switch it up. If I need to wear some earth tone, I'm going to break it out.
See?
And if you don't, I'll give you.
See? He loves his earth tone.
Or a 4th and John hat. Or an Eagle hat.
This guy don't fuck around.
Or another Eagle hat.
Two of the same hat in there.
It's not the same hat.
Give me the first one. First hat.
See? New era. We could do this all day, but we have the Phillies coming up. We got the Phillies. Keep focused. Keep it focused. Last word before we get out of here, man. I mean, there's a lot of words to be had, but what is your last word, Tim? Before we get out of here,
go Birds. I mean, you've seen the physicality win games. Speed kills, but physicality, you got to be. You got to be a real one to be able to prepare to have that in you. You got to be a dog. And that's what the Philadelphia Eagles are. They're dogs. So remember that. Now we just added Kevin Byard. That's a dog, too. Yeah, we're going to go down to Baltimore because it's not in Washington. We're going to go down to Baltimore. And we're going to beat the living crap out of the Commandies. So stay tuned, man. Don't worry about Jalen. Jalen's going to take the proper precautions to make sure his knee is okay. And last but not least, Swarmer and Harper are going to hit bombs. And TJ.
Did you call him a Middle Eastern food shawarma?
I don't know. I don't know what I said. I was Schwarber? Kind of in my zone. Schwarber. I'm sorry. I was kind of in my zone, man.
Let me get some of that shawarma.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have my accent anymore from being from the East. But I have a couple of things that I say. I'm like, dang, yeah, you definitely from the East. So I apologize.
Yeah, for me, I just want to say exactly what Donnie's saying here. Keep the Kelly greens. It looks beautiful. And welcome to Philadelphia, Kevin Byers. It is it's got to be awesome to grow up rooting for a team and then one day put their jersey on. I mean, there's 32. It's crazy enough to think about how hard it is to get into the NFL. But then to get into the NFL and play for the team that you grew up rooting for, there's nothing cool than that, man. And I'm excited to see him make plays in his hometown. Let's go, Birds. Let's go, Phils.
Mm. My last word, appreciate everyone who came out to the tailgate. Means a lot to us that we get to just talk to you guys that support the show. Shout out to the Jennifer Slay as well. And shout out to Slay's teammates from Middle, from Mississippi State. They came, they had a good time. But overall, shout out to Autumn. It's her birthday today. Shout out to Hollis, who's getting to experience Game 7. Shout out to my family, that's the Saunders family. It's a Phillies. It's Game 7. Never happened before. There's a lot of vibes going on. Stay positive, Eagle fans and Philly fans. It's a good week to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
I'm going to catch y'all on Broad Street in a couple hours.
You better grease the pole.
I'll see you down there.
See you down there.
Hey, make sure you keep all your careful. Clothes on. F. All right. But we appreciate you guys for sticking around. We will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.